We are very privileged at this moment to have a couple of great guests, both of which, believe it or not, Ken, we've had on the show before.
Yes.
One being Dr. Ben Carson, who is from the Trump administration. He was the HUD chairman and also a brain surgeon. And Illinois candidate Jesse Rising. Jesse and Ben, thanks so much for being with us this morning. And Jesse, I want to start with you. Tell us about the district that you are running for Congress in. Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the district.
Yeah, so the district was really badly gerrymandered by the Mike Madigan machine. Of course, J.B. Pritzker said he was going to veto any partisan drawn maps, but that didn't happen. So the Democrats tried to cram as many Democrats as they could into the same district, it looks like a crooked finger that runs from Champaign through my hometown of Decatur, Springfield, and then down to East St. Louis and the Metro East area. It's what they think is their one hope of a Democratic seat downstate, but they haven't drawn it so favorably to Democrats that a Republican can't win. So this is, you know, my hometown district where I've been my family's been, rather, for almost 200 years, and a proud graduate of Decatur Public Schools. Decatur's right in the heart of this district, a hardworking blue-collar community, and that's really what you have throughout this district is a lot of hardworking families that are really just trying to get by and, make an honest day's living. But the Biden policies and the Pelosi policies have just created this situation where we have this out-of-control inflation and these skyrocketing crime rates that are really making it hard for the people of this district to feel secure in their lives and feel like this country holds the same promise of a better life that it once did.
You know, Illinois is a great state. You know, down here, down in like the St. Louis metro, and your area there in Decatur and stuff, all really good people. But then you get a little further north of central Illinois, and it gets a little corrupt up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the story of the Mike Madigan machine. My Democratic opponent, Nikki Budzinski, you know, she worked for J.B. Pritzker. She worked for Hillary Clinton. She worked for Joe Biden. And of course, while she was working with J.B. Pritzker, was working with, you know, many of the same people from the Mike Madigan machine. So I don't think that's the kind of politics that we want here in central and southern Illinois. So I think the voters are going to stand against that regardless of whether they're Republican or Democrat.
All right, let's take a couple of issues one by one here. Strengthening the economy, what's the plan?
Yeah, well, we have 8.3% inflation. We haven't seen inflation like this since the Carter administration, record high gas prices, and also declining GDP, negative 1.5% GDP growth. So this has created the conditions that are eerily reminiscent of the failed Jimmy Carter presidency, where we had stagflation, out of control inflation, and sluggish economic growth. So what we need to do is rein in this reckless federal spending, where we've been spending endless trillions of dollars that we don't have that's fueling the inflation. And also on the supply side, we need to bring good paying jobs back to Illinois, not only because it enriches our people, but because it will also make us less susceptible to supply chain disruptions in the future. So that's what will get us back on track as far as inflation is concerned. And then with respect to gas prices, of course, we just need to unleash the domestic energy market and allow exploration and production and not succumb to this woke Green New Deal agenda that's really decimating our economy and making it impossible for Americans to be able to afford to tanks of gas.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse, you're saying all the right things. Virginia Cruda, great friend of this radio station and of the show, tweeted out a photo just last night. She lives in Collinsville, and somewhere near where she lives, gas was over $5 a gallon in the middle of the country, Jesse. I mean, that's got to be one of our top priorities, is making gas at least affordable for people to get to work and home and back.
Yeah, and this is what the Green New Deal activists want. We heard President Biden call this, he praised the high gas prices as a period of, quote, incredible transition, because apparently he thinks that these high gas prices are going to force Americans to transition away from combustion engines and start buying $70,000 Teslas. But that's not a real solution. So we need to open up domestic oil and gas market so we can produce more here at home and be energy independent again and get these gas prices down.
Even if that was a good idea, right? Moving on to electric cars, because let's not forget that electricity is 13% more expensive. I saw a news story where expect rolling blackouts throughout the country. How do you charge your electric car in a rolling blackout, right? That's number one. And number two, my biggest problem with all of this is that they want to get away from fossil fuel, but they didn't really have truly a plan to go from fossil fuel to something else. It's like they just forgot the bread in the sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think this is a product of virtue signaling. The far left wants to signal their virtue that they want to end the fossil fuel industry, but they're not considering all the pragmatic, the realistic effects of that. You know, diesel, the cost of diesel, everything gets shipped virtually by truck. And so when the price of diesel goes up, the price of everything goes up. And, eventually we will have to transition, to more renewable energy. But we can't be unrealistic or overly aggressive about these timelines because the transition, when it's as aggressive as they're trying to make it, is really making it difficult for everyday Americans to get by.
Yep. All right. Next issue, and then we'll ask if we can speak to Ben Carson after this. But standing by law enforcement, I think any candidate who is standing by law enforcement, backing the blue, is in good shape. So tell us about your plan there.
Yeah, so I'm a former federal criminal prosecutor, and I proudly stand by our law enforcement officers, both in our own backyard and our southern border, and that's going to include by ensuring that we have the funding necessary to finish the wall. And with the rise of the defund the police movement in 2020, we've seen violent crime skyrocketing across this country. Also that defund the police rhetoric, you know, that's really just the banner. All this hateful villainization of our brave men and women who wear the uniform is vilifying and demoralizing our police officers. You know, one police department in this district in Champaign is offering a $20,000 signing bonus for new police officers. They still can't fill their ranks. Another in the Metro East they're used to having 50 to 200 applicants for new positions. Now they have between 6 and 8.
Wow.
So we've created a recruitment and retention problem for our police departments through this AOC and the squad and their hateful defund the police rhetoric. It's also making them less effective on the job as well. And, you know, they don't want to end up, on YouTube for having, a selectively edited, video that, where people are trying to villainize them unnecessarily. And we also heard that we had a judicial nominee who, repeated a lie about our police officers and how often they kill unarmed civilians. And she didn't back away from that lie when she was confronted about it during her confirmation hearing. She said she was making a rhetorical point in her role as an advocate. But I don't know what legitimate rhetorical point can be made by lying about how often police officers kill unarmed black men.
The truth would be much better. Absolutely. All right. It's so great that you got Dr. Ben Carson on your side. Are you guys on two different phones or the same phone? How's that working?
We're on the same phone.
All right. There's Dr. Ben Carson. Welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. It's good to be with you again.
You bet. So tell us about Jesse Rising. What made you get on board and start campaigning for him?
Well, our country is on the precipice right now. Which side are we going to come down on? The side of a country that is people-centric or a country that is government-centric. And Jesse recognizes, the important points of our Constitution, what kind of nation that we were designed to be, why this is such a desirable place. You have the left saying that we're a systemically racist place, that it's unfair for so many people. But if that was the case, why would people be forming caravans trying to get in here? And when they got in here, wouldn't they be calling all their friends and relatives and saying, don't come?
Right.
Obviously, wow. The left wants you to disregard what you see, disregard what you hear, disregard what your heart tells you, and just listen to them. And, Jesse is the kind of person that we need. We need people who have courage, people who understand and love our country. and who will stand up and fight for it.
Yep. All right, so I got some bad news for you, Dr. Carson. This is a story that didn't come from some conservative, crazy, right-wing newspaper, okay? This is from the Associated Press, which says that voting software is vulnerable in about 16 states. There, here we go again. I guess that's all I can say in the words of Ronald Reagan.
Well, you know, there's no question that there's been some irregularities. I think we all should be concerned about that and see what we can learn from what has happened in the past and actually take corrective measures. You know, to simply complain about it and let it continue to happen is not of service to anyone.
Yep, I totally agree with everything you said, but the Democrats think there's no problem with that. That's the problem. We got to infiltrate and find out where the problem is, how these machines can be hacked and votes changed, which I will go to my grave thinking that's what happened in 2020. But
there's no reason that we should be using machines that are connected to the internet in any way, shape, or form, knowing that they can be hacked and manipulated. That's just not even something that should be on the radar screen.
Hand ballots, handwritten ballots, is that what you're saying?
And not only that, but, you know, we should go back to a system where you come and you vote. Unless you have a very good reason for not coming in person and voting, it shouldn't happen.
Yep.
And that's the way it is in the vast majority of other countries in the world, because they recognize that the system that we have is perfect for cheating.
Exactly right. So, Dr. Carson, you worked for Donald Trump for 4 years. Jesse Rising, somebody he'd be proud of?
He would be very proud of him. No question about it. This is the exact kind of person that we need right now. And we don't have a lot of time. You know, I know a lot of people have already given up. This is not a time to give up. You just have to recognize that it's always darkest before the dawn. It's pretty dark right now, and some people don't see a way out. But I see an excellent way out. If in November, you know, we can capture the House by a large margin and get the Senate back, then you can put the brakes on this administration. And then it's so important in 2024 to recognize that what the people of America long for, it's not Democrats or Republicans. They long for leaders who have their interest at heart. And this is what is lacking right now.
Exactly right. We're very privileged to have Dr. Ben Carson and Jesse Rising, who is running for Congress in Illinois, with us today. Incredibly privileged. Jesse, you got a good guy on your side there. I hope you're taking stuff that he says to heart, because he is one smart dude.
Yeah, you know, no question. You know, I feel like I've experienced the promise of this country as the land of opportunity. You know, just a public school kid from Decatur, and had an incredible opportunity to get recruited to play football at Yale University, and, you know, really been trying to give back to our country in the most meaningful ways that I can ever since then. And that's really what my campaign's all about, too. And Dr. Carson's story of having, you know, risen from poverty to become the world's greatest neurosurgeon is an inspiration to all of us. And it's the same message that I want to carry on the campaign trail, which is that this is not a nation of victims or oppressors. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth where anything is possible.
Exactly right. And I asked him in front of you that, you know, he worked for Trump for 4 years, and would Donald Trump be proud of you? And he said yes, so that's good news.
Yeah, and Donald Trump did some great things for the people of this district as well. We had the strongest economy in the history of our nation under President Trump, and now look at what President Biden has done to it. So we have to get back to looking out for the people of Central and Southern Illinois first.
All right, Jesse Rising, Dr. Ben Carson, we're up against the hard break. Thank you so much, both of you, for your time. Jesse, good luck. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. And Dr. Ben Carson, hope we talk to you again soon as well. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Pretty cool, right? Dr. Ben Carson.
Pretty awesome.
And Jesse Rising on the same show.